If we left off last week, discussing really a dual machlekes. First was the major machlekes between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, whether Chetichin Asnavel applies by Shari Surim. Now we had a further breakdown machlekes within the view of Rabbeinu Tam, whether it's a din derais, a din derabanan. That was the issue number one. Then issue number two is, even assuming that Chetichin Asnavel doesn't apply, what's our take on the original Chetich itself? Do we say that once the original chaticha became osur, it's osur mil and vod, and nothing can ever salvage that, efshel l'sokhta being osur? Or do I say, no, maybe, according to the world view of Rabbeinu Ephraim, if I have a little bit of chaz that falls onto the potato, so even though we had a tray for up the potato now, but if the potato subsequently gets thrown into a big pot of potato soup, and the shishim kenega, the original chaz, not only will the other potatoes be mutter, maybe the original potato will be mutter as well. So that we also weren't clear about. That was the issue of can efshel sochta osur remain independent of chaticha nasas nevela. So we had a rashba about that, about two biurim in the rashba, why that potentially should be true, why potentially it should be osur. Either it's a metzias issue or a halach issue, and we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what in the world a halach issue would be. Is it true of us? B'chol, b'shari surim, a little bit of a problem, how it plays out, l'maisa. But those are the two basic issues that we had. So issue number one is Rabbeinu Tam versus Rabbeinu Ephraim about Chetich Nasnavel b'shari surim, and then assuming that there is no Chetich Nasnavel b'shari surim, what would it be about Efshel Sochta? How does this play out l'halacha in Shulchan Aruch? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch paskins against Rabbeinu Tam, paskins like Rabbeinu Ephraim, that there's no Chetich Nasnavel b'shari surim. So then we have to ask the question, so what about Efshel Sochta? He pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch is obsessed himself. One place he writes that Efshel Sochta is also, one place it's Mutter, and we try to give a there. We have a lot of different answers in the Acharonim to explain away what's going on. But we were, in the world of Lamaisa, most of us are Ashkenazim, so we were more concerned with the Ramah's Pesach in this area. So what does the Ramah have to tell us about this topic? So the Ramah, by paskeding like Rabbeinu Tam, seems to avoid any discussion of Efshel Sochta. It's not really relevant what the din of Efshel Sochta was. If you hold Chetich Nas Nevela, so the Gemara in Chulin said Beferish, if you accept the Chetich Nas Nevela, then they obviously, by definition, you must have accepted the pre-existing requirement of Efshel Sochta. So according to the worldview of the Ramah, of course Efshel Sochta is also, and of course Chetich Nas Nevela B'Shar Surim, and everything is also. Yeah, we don't know. They're Isa, they're one, we're not sure about, but Lamaisa, we're going to have to pack up everything is being awesome. Nevertheless, if you look carefully in the Ramah, I think this is the kudu we left off with last week. I don't think we didn't really discuss the Ramah yet, right? We just gave the introduction to the Ramah. So if you look carefully at the Ramah starts to make certain chilukim within the sugyas of Chetich Nas Nevela and within the sugyas of Efshel Sochta, based on the following. The Ramah says, we have to go to a little bit of a throwback that we spoke about at the beginning of Siman Sadi days. That was more the Metzias Shaila. Remember we had a major Metzias question between Rashi, I shouldn't say Beferish, but we're guessing it's called Shittas Rashi and Shittas Hari, as to how exactly do you know in the world of reality, the world of Metzias, how do you know whether you have a Tipas Cholav Shnafla Ala Chaticha, or whether you have a Tipas Cholav Shnafla Socha Kedera? How do you know which is which? So it had something to do with this chaticha being out of the pot. That was everyone has to create some kind of a scenario where the chaticha, the original chaticha that gets the milk dropped onto it, is outside the pot. How outside the pot is called outside the pot? So Rashi seemed to say that as long as it's partially out of the pot, partially out of the reitiv, that's already considered to be chutz l'kedera. So according to Rashi, we're already in the mindset of chumras. As soon as this piece of meat, the top piece of meat, the top potato, is not totally submerged in the reitiv, we're already pressing the chetich nas nevela button. We're already pressing the efshel sochta. We already think we have a problem of a tipa something shenafla lachaticha v'lo l'socha kedera. That's a mindset according to Rashi. According to the Ri, we're not going to lose any sleep over this. According to the Ri, the only time you have a problem, when you even have an issue of chetich nas nevela coming up, is only when the piece is totally outside of the rotev. If it's even partially inside the rotev, so then you're home free. That's like inside the kedera. There's no need for nil, the kisa. Everything is hunky-dory according to the ring. So how do we paskin on that shot? That machlok is rashi. How do we paskin halach on that shot? So here's where the Ramah starts to make things very, very complicated. The Ramah says, our netiyah to this shayla, the rashi and the ring, is that we're not 100% sure. we're not convinced what the din is. So we're walking around with this, a little bit of a latest asafik. We're not sure who's right in terms of the Metziah Shaila. Then the Rambam goes one step, and he says, and you know, this machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is a totally different topic. I mean, it's related that all with the Chetich Nasneh, one's a Metziah Shaila, one's a Halacha Shaila. Machlokes Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, can we really say with absolute certainty, like the Rambam, that we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, Belishrim, Sofek? Hard to say that. Rabbeinu Ephraim was pretty big. Shulchan Aruch, paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's hard to totally ignore Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the Rambam seems to be presenting to us that we're cheshesh for Rabbeinu Tam. We're nervous. We're machne for Rabbeinu Tam. But it's not that we're convinced that Rabbeinu Tam is right. So where does all of this take us, says the Rambam? We're not convinced about a lot of things. We're not convinced who's right in the Machlokes Rashi and the Ri. And we're not quite sure who's right in the Machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. So when you start pressing those kinds of buttons in your Adeya, you start to hear, refrains of Sveik Sveikis, Tzira Fashites, Yesh Lahokel, Shasarei, those kinds of things. So the Rambam comes up with the following compromise. As the Shach says, Mi Odeh Pesha Dover, I think he says it on this Rambam, he says, only the Rambam can come up with the following compromise. I say like this. Says the Rambam, if you're in a realm of Halacha, where Chetich Nas Nevela is a given, there's nobody under the sun who questions Chetich Nas Nevela by Bas B'chol. I mean, there was some under the sun, but there was Amorim. Those are out of the picture. We pask in Halacha, B'li Shum Safek, that by Bas B'chol of at least, Chetich Nas Nevela. And there's no Shaila, that's a D'araisa, that's Hachi Asher Rechamana, that's called Yisra Bas B'chol of, it's Zehet, Zehet. There's nothing to negotiate. Notwithstanding a few days here and there in the Gemara that may have disagreed. Some of the Rishonim may have disagreed, no? Who disagreed? Which Rishon do we say maybe disagree? Driver, the Rith. But those don't count. Those are off the radar screen. The Ramah is going with mainstream Shitas right now. Everybody accepts Chetich Nas Nevela mid Deraisa by Bas B'Cholom. Therefore, when you're dealing with something which we know for a fact is Bas B'Cholom Deraisa, Blishim Safek, we are not going to give you any clues on how to define whether you're inside the Kedera or outside the Kedera. We're going to have to be machmir. We're going to have to take the most chumradika version of the Rishonim of defining when we have a Chetich Nas Nevela problem on our hands. And in the Machlek is Rashi and the Ri. Who's the more machmir? Rashi is the more machmir. Therefore, the Rabbah says, when it comes to Bas B'Cholov, so we have to be Deita L'Hachmir to follow Shittas Rashi. And even though the Chetich is a little bit under the right there, doesn't look so bad. According to the Ri, we could just ignore it. So we have to be machmir. Shavu Derais. When Hilchus Bas B'Cholov, Chetichas Nas Nevela is B'Toras Vaday, we have to take Rashi's Chumra as to what constitutes a Chutz L'Kedera. And even a partial Chutz L'Reitev is already considered as a Chutz L'Kedera. However, Zokhtu Ramon, when it comes to Shari Surim, so Shari Surim, we can take a little bit of a step back. We can breathe a little bit easier. By Shari Surim, we're not even sure that there's Chetichas Nas Nevela by Shari Surim. Maybe Rabbeinu Ephraim is right. And I'll tell you a secret. Even if Rabbeinu Tam's right, we're not even sure that's a deraisa. Remember, the Ran told us even Rabbeinu Tam's version was only derabbanan. Okay, maybe the Ran tells us, we're not sure. But the whole Chetich Nas Nevela b'Shari Surim is all shrouded in uncertainty. A big, big suffix. Well, a lot of sfeik is floating around. Therefore, Zok the Ramah, if you have a Shaila, which is an outright, absolute Chetich Nas Nevela, then we're going to have to be doit l'hachma like Rabbeinu Tam. But if you have reason to believe that this happens not to meet the physical Metzias criteria of Chetich Nas Nevela, for example, it's half in and half out, which even though in Hilchos Bas B'Cholov I was just machmer for, but that was only by Bas B'Cholov. By Shari Surim, which is all the Rabbanan and Sveikas and Kulas and Rabbeinu Ephraim and Shechol, everyone, it could be that the whole thing is mutter. It's never shot in the first place. B'chi ha'gavna, k'day hu l'smeichalov, k'day ha'ri l'smeichalov, that as long as it's partially in the Reitev, we can ignore it and say, this is Nishken Chetich Nas Nevela, this is Tipas Chazir, Shenafel Seicha Kedera. And we'll just ignore Chetich Nas Nevela repercussions, we're just going to hide behind the Shittas Hari. That was the Pshara of the Rambam. But then the Rambam goes one step further. He says, let's put ourselves back into the case of Shari Surim for a minute. So I just gave you a Gevalik, a Kula in Shari Surim, that we could be makil as to what constitutes Chetich Nas Nevela by Shari Surim. That's vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the rest of the Kedera. But vis-a-vis that piece itself, we have to be much, much more machmir. Why? Because says the Ramah, when it comes to that piece itself, it's quite possible that even according to those such as Rabbeinu Ephraim who don't accept Chatichat Hasan Avel B'Shari Surim, but it's quite possible they do accept what? Eshlo Sochto Aser, even by Shari Surim. So when the Shaila comes to us vis-a-vis that potato itself, we have to take off the cooler glasses and put on the chumrah glasses again. So we keep, like when I say Shia, split back and forth to the glasses. So sometimes we look at the sugya through the eyes of the Ri, and sometimes we look at the Metzius through the eyes of Rashi. When we're dealing with really Surim, such as Bas B'Chalav, you have to put on the chumrah glasses of Rashi. When you're dealing with Shari Surim, you can put on the cooler glasses of the Ri. But even in Shari Surim, we can only put on the cooler glasses vis-a-vis the other chatichas. Vis-a-vis the chatich itself, Efshasach Tawasar, that's for sure. Again, even that's not for sure, but from the Ramah's point of view, that's for sure. So, wow, you have to read this Ramah 100 times to get the whole Amir Deh Pesha David. How come these Peshawars with Tzvekas, with Kum, Shtir Fashitis, comes the Shach and says it's all very nice, except for one thing, says the Shach? The Ramah was working with the assumption that it's not clear whether the Halacha is like Rashi or the Ri. Says the Shach, the Ramah wasn't sure, but I'm telling you for sure, that everybody knows the Halacha follows the Ri. All the Rishonim follow the Ri. Nobody calls Shitas Rashi. I'll tell you a secret under my breath. The Shach doesn't say it. We don't even know that Rashi said what Rashi is supposed to have said. We had a lot of time. We couldn't figure out where Rashi even said it. We believed about Taisus. That Rashi said it, but we're not quite sure where Rashi said it even. We don't pass the Rashi. We pass in the Shach the Kula. There's a Kula. He's got to collect the Kulas. There ain't too many of them, so accept this one. The Shach says we could be making like the Ri's version of Tipas Chalav, and therefore, even in Hukas Bas B'Chalav, we could be making. So whereas the Ramah wasn't willing to look at Bas B'Chalav through the eyes of the Ri, the Shach says that we can. Once you say that, then you don't have to spend your time figuring out all the Pesha Dovas. You don't have to figure out all the Tzir Fashitas. There are no Tzir Fashitas, according to the Shach. According to the Shach, your day is made simple. Kind of. Your day made simple, that's like an understatement of the century. Your day made simple, according to the Shach. According to the Shach, so what comes out is that we paskin like the Ri. Everything is like the Ri. And that's it. Bottom line is, if the Yis is above the water level, if it's partially above the water level, that's called the Lesoch HaKadeir, and everything's great. If it's completely above the water level, then you have a real problem on your hands. Bechdichdasavela kicks in. By Bas B'Chol, for sure, there is a Shari Surim. We're machmir, even the Shach is machmir, like the Ramah against Rabbein Ephraim, whether it's the Reis or not, depends on what the Holy Tais of the Ran Rabbi Kivay, as we spoke about in the last year. That's pretty much how things settled down. But then the Ramah throws another curveball at us in the Sikh. Comes the Ramah and says, even though I'm back and forth and back and forth in terms of whether Rashi is right or the Ri is right, in terms of defining the Metzias HaDvar, where do you say above the waterline, with below the water, what exactly is the difference? One thing I'll tell you, says the Ramah, that I am very concerned about, and that's a new topic we haven't mentioned yet, called an Isser Dovuk. What does an Isser Dovuk mean? So says the Ramah, the whole discussion of Rashi and the Ri is when you have a Dovra Osur, like the boss, like the Tipas Cholov falling onto the Chatichas boss, or the little drop of Chazer falling onto the potato, they're not stuck together. They had no shaychas together. One thing menachutz, the chaz is falling onto a potato. A drop of milk is falling out of the container onto the top of the piece of meat in the cholin. They're not dovuk zelazim. What if you have inside a pot a dover ha'asar that's mamish stuck to one of the dvar mamutarim? It's mamish lifted, it's stuck together, physically stuck together to the dover ha'mutar. And to make matters, it's all under the water together. Everything's under the right, if it's in one giant big pot, it's near, it's Jesus, everything's got everything going for it. What happens to you, it's called an ochen, it's a dovok. It's stuck together to the davra mutter. Says the Ramah, it's a dovok, trumps everything. When you have it, it's a dovok. So the davra hamutter that was dovok to the davra asur, we treat that as a tipas cholof shenofla l'malim in haraitiv, and we declare that davra hamutter became asur, and that's never going to be retrievable. Efshal Sos can remain also the Olam Void. And since we paskin like the Ramah, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, Dechatichanas Levela B'Shari Surim, we're now going to say that the Heter HaDovach became Osa first. It's like a Tipas Chol Shenofla L'Alechaticha L'Malim in Aretiv. So with the Issa Dovach Asa, the Heter HaDovach first. And now, as the pot continues to cook, so now that Dovra Heter, which now became Osir, is now mixing in with everything else, and you won't believe it, but you need Shishim. No longer suffices to have Shishim corresponding to the original Isser, but now you need Shishim corresponding to what? To the original Heter, because the Isser Dovuk, Asin everything. That's the chumah from the Rambam. He didn't make this up. The Rishonim already had this. Where did this come from? Where? Mamash from left field. Where did this come from? So zok the bir hagra on the spot. Where does it come from? It's a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? It's a fresh Mishnah. There aren't too many Mishnayos about Tarevus. What's the Mishnah? Yerush and Spashal Begid. The Mishnah's talking about the guy's cooking up the whole, in the whole pot, he's cooking up the Yerush and Spashal Begid. Again, remember we said already when we first introduced this Mishnah happens to be Shalok Halacha, because this Mishnah is assuming that the Ginnanash is actually giving off Tom that concerns us. We happen to Paskin, really coincidentally, that Ain Begid of Benoist in Tom. So therefore, any Tom that's coming out of Ginnanash itself doesn't really concern us. Some Mishnayim say, even though the Gid doesn't give off Tam, the Shuman HaGid, which is also the Rabbanan, the fat around the Gid, maybe does give off Tam. Other Mishnayim say, even that doesn't concern us. So we're not sure whether there's anything left of this Mishnah in the world of Halacha. But even though there may be nothing left to talk about in the world of Halacha of this Mishnah, in terms of Gid and Asha, all the principles of Tarevis and Blias and Tam and everything, Achtiv HaSnail, are all revolving around this Mishnah. So the Mishnah is still important. So don't think we can just ignore this Mishnah. If you ignore this Mishnah, you have nothing to learn about if it's Tarevis. So the Mishnah is still important, even though the particular case of Gid and Asha may not be so critical. So comes the Gron, says, the Yerushim is Bashel, but Gid Asha. What's the next word in the Mishnah? Anyone know? Im Yeshua? Only the Yerech? There's nothing else in the animal. Nothing else in the spot. The whole thing is not being cooked. The whole animal is not being cooked. Only the Yerech is being cooked. So comes the Guru and says, you don't take everything else into consideration. You know why? Because the Geranosha is Dovuk to the Yerech. And therefore you have to be done on the Yerech first. The Yerech has to have Shishim or Lachtam in order to be Vatel the Geranosha. And if and when the Yerech is Osir, then you're going to spell trouble for the rest of the animal. So the Yerech is critical. It's the Yerech as well. There's nothing else in the pot. Of course there are things in the pot. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the Yerech, because the Yerech is Dovok to the Dovra Osir. Conceptually, why should there be such a din of Dovra Dovok? Isir Dovok. Why should I care about an Isir Dovok? What's the svar behind it? So the Rishonim give two reasons for this Chumrah of this din, Chumrah, whatever you want to call it, Isir Dovok. One is the possibility that maybe the tam hasn't diffused properly. It means maybe when the tam is mixing into the thing which is davuk around it, so the numbers may not be correct. Because we usually think the davar asar spreads out equally, it spreads and diffuses, equal diffusion, 60, you'll taste anywhere, and you can be mishar, the whole pot to be mevatel, the davar asar. That's only true if your facts are true. But if things which are very, very close, or in this case, which are mamash stuck to the davar ha-asr, it could be that the ratio of isr may be stronger, maybe higher, and therefore you can't just make a simple cheshbon of shishim, and you may have to assume that in the davar ha-davar part, there really is, taka remains, a tam gomer. Where do we have a similar idea to that? This is almost the same idea as who? That the ratios may be different than what appears to be for the whole part. This was the Rashba, one of the Rashba's approaches to what? That was the Metzias of the Rashba of Eftel Sochta. It was the same thing. I mean, the Rashba was trying to explain away when you have a little bit of chazal, let's say, falls onto the potato, and we ask the potato, and then we take the potato and throw the whole potato into a pot, and now I have shishim kedega, the whole potato, so everything's great, but the potato itself remains bisuro. So the Rashba to biurim, either I'll be a lomdus, I'll be a locha, once also, always also. Or no, once also, always also. Just that the odds are, it's very possible that you have not accomplished the bitul ha'tam. What do you mean have not accomplished bitul ha'tam? I know this is bitul ha'tam, the shishim. No, but you don't know in that potato itself, maybe it hasn't diffused properly. Maybe you have more higher concentration in that which is closer to the source than the davar also. That's a similar idea to davar davuk here. It's a davuk. What's another problem? It's a davuk? Maybe a pure metziah shiloh. Maybe there's a chashash that if the Dovra Asr and the Dovra Mutter are stuck together, it could be at one time the Dovra Asr and the Dovra Mutter were above the Rotev. Somewhere along the way, they're above the Rotev. Not, again, what you were mixing, you were cooking, who knows what was going on. And it's possible that you may have had a Riach Tichanas Menela problem. You don't know. Since it's doubled together, so it's possible that at one time the Hetman and the Isser slept above the waterline and created a problem together that's not known to you. And you really have chtichnas nevel in front of you, and you'll never know it. So therefore, b'isad davak, you have to be cheshish. Those are the two standard reasons that are given to the Rishonim for this chumah b'isad davak, and the Ramah quotes us lahalacha. So for us, again, in Hilchas, Menucha Shari Surim, this now becomes problematic for us. So we accept the Ramah, we follow Rabbeinu Tam. We follow the Ramah's Chumrah, like Rabbeinu Tam, the Chtichnas Nevela is a problem by Shari Surim. But again, even if you make it like the Ri, even if you make like the Ramah himself was make like the Ri by Shari Surim, if you want to be makil, that if it's partially above, partially below, it's not so terrible by Shari Surim, but the Medeb Armum, it's not a Sadovak. It's a Sadovak trumps everything. That's the Chavit the Din is based on this Ramah, based on this Chumrah, which the Gruch claims not a Chumrah, he claims it's a Beferi Shemishin. Anyone have a Shal of a Sadovak? You've had this Shal of a Sadovak?
Not a Sadovak, but just a Shal going back to the Shach being Makel like the Ri. The Ri is not always going to come out with Kula.
Well, depending on what you thought Rashi's Shita was, whether you thought that Rashi's half was up, down, all around, depending on the three versions.
Meaning the two Mahalfa right, and Rashi right. Don't stir the pot.
Right. If you hold that Rashi was Nachman, all ends, so then the Ri will always end up being the Kula. Right.
But the idea for...
Possible.
Maybe the Chakila both
of them
at the same time became
Israel. I don't know. They both at one time in history they were both above the waterline, which would pose a problem. If that Matthias was true, they would pose a problem.
They're stuck,
so they're together. I don't know. I'm not sure. So usually I stop by saying, no one ever gets these shawls anymore, so who cares? Maisa Shreka Choya, kid you not. Sitting Erev Rosh Hashanah trying to figure out what to do. I don't know, I'm trying to do tshuva towards the dorm. I don't know, I'm trying to get the pasachim ready for the. I don't know, whatever I was trying to do. I get a call from another Rav. Says, you're not going to believe the Shiloh. It was a fish head Shiloh. Fish head Shiloh. Fish is tonight. What Shiloh is going to be about? The other Rosh for the Zanov. A woman went to the store and bought a bunch of fish heads. She had a company over with a lot of fish heads. She's cooking up the fish heads. That is. A lot of fish heads in a pot together. She's looking at this. The fish heads looks a little bit mudna. It doesn't look right. So she takes it out. She sees it, but there's something like coming out of it, like sticking out of the mouth of the fish. Doesn't sound very appetizing. She starts to open it up. She's like a claw sticking out of the mouth of the fish. She had no idea what it was. What's going on? So she looked at it a little bit more, and then she called somebody who apparently knew a little bit more about it, and they said it's a lobster. So the fish had eaten a lobster, and obviously nobody had picked it up from the store, and you just cooked the lobster with your fish heads for Rosh Hashanah. Pretty impressive, huh? So you wonder what's it in. So I asked, my first question? How big is the claw? How big is the meat? How much of the meat is, how much is there? So it wasn't so big. It wasn't like, I may have described it like, like a whole shark coming out of it. Small piece coming out. It was definitely a lobster, something or other, lobster flesh, pasa. B'sar l'sachil, l'sam tishaketsu, I think is something that the Torah says about it. Something like that. So the shayla was, how to be mishar shishim, if you want to, assuming that you want to salvage what else is in the pot, assuming that's your goal over here, to salvage what else is in the pot, then how would you go about figuring out whether you have shishim over here? So, l'chora, the way the numbers were, so they told me there was a lot of stuff in the pot. It wasn't just other fish, the other fish heads, there were vegetables, I don't know, there was water, there were a lot of things in the pot. So keneged, just that little small piece of basar of the lobster, there was shishim. Baruch Hashem, that would be great. So it means in theory you could just take out the lobster piece and be matter everything else. Not so fast. This is what? This is davuk. This is not just a davuk. So what are the ramifications of this is a davuk? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, what are the ramifications of this is a davuk? Absolutely nothing, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, so who says that Peshari Surim there's no Chetichanas in the Vela, so you have an Isidia, it's double, who cares? So just, it's still going to be Mutter. As long as you have Shishim, Kenega, the original lobster, everything is fine. So maybe you can't eat that fish head, throw out that fish head, you're probably not going to want to eat that fish head anyway. But according to the Ramah, you have a real problem here. According to the Ramah, this is exactly what the Rishon, what the Gros says, that the Ikra did in the Mishnah, that you have Bichayshish versus Dovok, the two reasons, whatever they are. And now you have to be Mishar Shishim Keneged that whole fish head. It's not enough to be Mishar Shishim Keneged that piece of lobster. So once you have to be Mishar Keneged that whole fish head, I don't think there was. I'm not so sure if there was Shishim Keneged that whole fish head. So the din of the Ramah, Chatir Lastavel Mishar Sum, Rabbi Natam's din, combined with the Chashash of Davadovok, just trafed up this entire pot. That's what I told them. I think that was the din. Pretty impressive, huh? Okay, here. I was so excited. You should know, I gave a shit about this in Rosh Hashanah. I couldn't hold back. I couldn't even talk about Tkei Shofar. I was just so excited about this. I just had to give my drush in the morning before Tkei Shofar about this. Like, in the afternoon, I gave a drush.
She was so excited.
She wasn't excited. Definitely not excited. Anyway, this particular Rav called me, Taka, the next year, Rosh Hashanah, with another Shiloh. I was so excited when I saw his phone. I'm going to show you my caller ID. He said, what happened this time? Oyster? No. I said, no, nothing. Yes, I'm silly Shiloh. Nothing exciting.
What
gotta take the kittle out of the cleaners out of them.
in terms of just looking at the fish head and the claw, are we just looking at the ochel sheva fish head or the entire fish head? Because a lot of the fish head is non ochel.
You gotta wait to Simon Sadi test about atzamos. Basa give me atzamos. It's too complicated for us. Okay, but basically, getting back to the story. So let's get back to the realm of chatichlas nevela for a little bit. We saw how Chatichlas Nevela plays out Lamaisa in terms of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, but I want to go take a step back, a little bit more back to the Lumbus of Chatichlas Nevela, not so much the Lumbus per se, but in terms of the Machlekes of Benatam and Rebbeinu Ephraim, which is obviously the main theme of the beginning of Siman and Tzadi Beis, one of the main themes, to see where Rebbeinu Tam and Rebbeinu Ephraim came from in terms of the Gemara. Is there any Gemara that shed any light on this topic? We saw the fundamental Yisoid of Rebbeinu Ephraim was that how can you say Chatichlas Nevela b'Shari Surim when there's Davar Asa and there's Davar Mutter? So we know what the Asa is and what the Mutter is. Chatichlas Nevela b'Vas B'Cholam makes sense because everything is a Davar Mutter, two Davar Mutterim combined together, that's Chatichlas Nevela territory. And Rebbeinu Tam disagreed with that, either Midaraisa, based on Tam Ki'ikr, like Rebbeinu Yonah and Abishas we had last week, or on the Midraban and Gezeira, like the Ran. So we understand the lumdus of Rebbeinu Tam and Rebbeinu Ephraim, and we understand the lumdus of the versions of Rebbeinu Tam, but tachlis, there got to be some Gemara about this topic. No Gemara, anything about this topic.
Sorry, how do we define the
book? I don't know what? Double? Stuck, Devin. Stuck
like,
there.
Mama stuck? I mean, it's not something
literally
that's next to it, because everything in the pot's next to everything
else. No, I think double means that. It's stuck in. So what are some of the riots that Rebbeinu Tam and Rebbeinu Ephraim bring to each other or against each other? It's a long, long, long text about this. Let's just want to work through a list. Not all the riots, but a few of the riots, because by seeing some of the riots and some of the refutation of the riots, it'll shed a little bit more light on the correct application and perhaps some misapplication of Chatichlas Nevela, which is going to become important in Halach also, as the Ramah continues along the lines of Chatichlas Nevela, telling you when it does and doesn't apply. We have to go back, in a sense, to the drawing board of the original Machlokes of Rebbeinu Tam and Rebbeinu Ephraim. So one of the pivotal riyas that Rebbeinu Ephraim brings is from a sugya that deals with the Hilchos Trumos. Just to backtrack a little bit, we know that obviously we have Truma, so Truma is also in the Torah for a Zar, for Yisrael to eat the Truma. What if a little bit of Truma gets mixed in with a lot of Chulim? So let's give the simple case. I have one apple of a Truma gets mixed in with a bunch of apples of Chulim. So what do you do? So midaraisa, apples are probably a bad example because they're probably not deraisa anyway, but then we'll give the example anyway. Midaraisa, what's the din? That's what we call yavish biyavish, right? You have one dry piece gets mixed in with a bunch of kosher dry pieces. So what's the din? Midaraisa, no. What's the din? It's bottle derive. No, midaraisa is bottle derive, right? Midaraisa chad betray bottle, as long as it's time, there's nothing. Midaraisa chad betray bottle. What's the mopa? Acharam lahatas. It's all apples, it's all min bimino. So who should potentially undermine that din? It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with that din. So Tosfos Menachos points out that if you look in several sugyas and shas, Rabbi Yehuda also accepts that din. Rabbi Yehuda also, in Mishnah, it's about Trumas, Rabbi Yehuda has the comment that Midaraisa Chad betray Batel also by Truma. How could that be? If it's Min Bamino, how could it be a Batel? So Tosfos writes that klal of Min Bamino in a Batel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was only said by Lach Balach. How do we know that? That's the Pasuk talking. I saw about Dama Parah Dama Sawyer. So it's a special quirk. It's a special Gzeres HaKosov called Tarovus Lach Palach. Only B'chiyah Gav did Rabbi Yehuda say that the Min B'minu in a bottle. By Yavish B'Yavish, even Rabbi Yehuda's worldview, the din is that Achiram Mahathos, 17th Pasuk Lerov, in short, everything is great. That's Tosfos brings the Raya. Just remember that Tosfos put it in the back burner somewhere. That Tosfos just told you that in the hierarchy of Bittles in Halacha, which is a better Bittle, according to what Tosfos just told you? Yavish b'yavish can accomplish something that lach b'lach can't accomplish, right? Within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, at least within the view of Rabbi Yehuda, yavish b'yavish is a certain degree of a certain element of a better, that's a stronger bittel. It can do, but lach b'lach fails to do. So don't forget that, because when we learn a little bit more on Siman Tzadik Tes, but back to the beginning of Hilchos Taharos a little bit later on, so we're going to see some other Marmakomas that seem to indicate the exact opposite. It seems to point in the direction that in the hierarchy of Bitulim, so Bitul Lach B'Lach is actually better than the Bitul of Yavish B'Yavish. So don't forget, this sheet is a Tosis. It's going to have to be understood a little bit of a later point in the game. But getting back to the story. So again, so the starting point the Gemara says is that when you have Truma, and a little bit of truma, an apple of truma gets mixed into two apples of chulin. So midirais, it should be chad b'trei bato. We should apply all the rules of chad b'trei bato. According to many rishonim, you can eat all three of them, or two out of three, or one, whatever the numbers, what you're allowed to eat or not. It should be the regular plain old din of bittul. So comes the Mishnah, and Masechet Trumas, and say that is in fact not the case. That the halacha dictates that when you have a tarovis of yavish b'yavish of truma, it's not enough to say chad b'trei bato. You need a whole new number. What's the whole brand new number? Well, it's supposed to be 100. Chad b'meyap. So mamish out of left field, there's a shear of 1 in 100. That's the shear bittul for truma. Where in the world did that shear come from? You know? Yeah, where did the Mishnah get it from? Where did Chazal dream? Where did this number come from? Magic number of 1 in 100. The Gemara says ki teiro kachisuro, when you have tevel, so you have to take off a little bit of truma first, then you have to take off a little bit of maaser rishon, and then from the maaser rishon you have to take off a trumas maaser. So that little bit of trumas maaser is a shame truma on it, and that is one. It's a tenth of a tenth, which according to our understanding of math means 100. So you see that the Torah set up a system that in the realm of truma somehow 1 to 100 is an important number. So Ketero Kachisuro, just as 1 to 100 is an important ratio in terms of being Mata the devil, so too 1 to 100 is an important ratio in terms of ossering the mixture as well. So Kozman, you don't have yet that magic number of 100 Techun to 1 Truma, then you still have to reckon with a problem. That's what's called an Alcha Dimua. Dimua means a Tarovis of Truma and Chulin, but you haven't quite reached that magic number of 100 to 1, so it's still going to be awesome. So Taisus points out in the Maseches Nid and other places that this din of Dimua, this shear of 100, is not a din midarais. It's very, very hard to believe that this is a din midarais. And it's a nice, interesting drasha, but it doesn't sound like this is derais. It also shows you from Gemara's that this is only a chumah midarabon. The midarais, the top, we were right, chad b'trei bato, the truma is the same as everything else, but the rabbanim, because of this magic, whatever, this mystical reason of Keter Kachisiro, Chazal came up with this number. Just parenthetically, again, we're going to come to this also later on, that there's a corollary to this statement that the shear of bittul for truma is 1 to 100. Then the Chazal go on one step further and they say that there's another funny shear we have out there. Let's say you have an apple that's also mishum orla, and that apple gets mixed into other mutter, the chulun, to kosher apples. So there the shear is, what does the Mishnah say? The shear is 200. The Mishnah says the shear is 200. You need 200 dvarm shel apples, which are mutter, to be mevatel the one apple that's orla. Where in the world did that number come from? The Chazal says as follows. It says in the Sifrei, Kishem shekafol b'isuro, kach kaflidan b'bitulo. It means the truma is also b'achila, but it's mutter b'hano. Orla is twice as osur as truma. Because orla is not only osur b'achila, it's osur b'hano also. So just as it's twice as osur b'hano, so too the shear bitul is twice as much as well. So Tosfos says, guess what? That's also not deraisa. He said, that's a din deraisa. Come on. How could that be a din deraisa if that's built on the original din, which is only derabanan? The whole shear of dimu of 1 to 100 is derabanan. So kavachayme, the shear of bittel orland, the shear of bittel kilakem, it's the same shear of 200. These are all chumras midrabanan. So this is a Tosfos sheet throughout Shas that all of these dinim, anything above and beyond the number of chad b'trei bato yavish b'yavish, is all chumras midrabanan. Fine. So whether you can argue with Tosfos, maybe some Hashem disagree with Tosfos, you can pilp, you can discuss both the Gabi Chuba, the Gabi Orla, but for our purposes, whether they're ice or they're bottom, the bottom line is there's a shear of 1 to 100. But, so comes the Mishnah and says, what's the din in the following case? Let's say you have one apple falls into a mixture of less than 100 apples. So in Nebuch, we had to declare the hoping is the Amu, and it's off, you have to give it to the claim. It's a disaster. So you have everything is a suffix, a truma, and everything is also fun. They're ice, they're bottom, whatever the shear is. Good. Now, a little bit of some of these apples, which we just asked Peteris Dimua, comes to Mishnah and says, some of these apples went ahead and got mixed up into another big, 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 big pile of apples. And here's the good news. There's more than 100 in the second Tarovis, corresponding to what? To the original problem. but not quite, what? Not quite more than 100 to the amount that actually fell in. So if you do the math, it comes out that the Mishnah raises the question, can we declare that the second tarovus is mutter or not? So on the one hand, the original source of truma problem is all of one apple. We have more than 100 apples of heter in front of us, but we don't have more than 100 apples of two apples. Let's say if two apples fell into the second tarovus, one may have been the original truma, one may have not. One obviously was not. You can't have two. There's only one. But comes the Mishnah and says, what's the din? So basically, what does the Mishnah sound like it's asking? The Mishnah sounds like it's formulating what question? This sounds like what kind of a question? This is not the regular question. Mishari Sum, that's what it sounds like. So the Mishnah takes a stand and says, Ein hameduma midameya, saying like a tongue twist, 10 times fast. Ein hameduma midameya el lefi cheshbon. That something which became also because of meduma cannot subsequently be midameya el lefi cheshbon, except according to the original calculation as to what the original truma was. Basically, what's the Mishnah saying? Bottom line? That you don't say what? You don't say chadan. You don't say chadirah. That's what Mishnah sounds like it's saying. So, kum to Rebbe Ephraim and says, Zeman from da, a raya brura, that there's no chadirah to Melba Sharisu. This is the raya brura from Rebbe Ephraim. So, comes Rebbe Ephraim and says, Ma'ap, get home with Mishkin Raya. Why is Mishkin Raya? No. Who's going to tell what to do in this case and every other chadirah case? This is Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish is totally different. Why is Yavish B'Yavish different? My high. So we have to go back to the drawing board. Why did Rabbeinu Tam think there was a problem of chatichas veil b'shar isurim in the first place? So if the Ran was correct that the whole chatichas veil b'shar isurim was a gezeira atu basa b'chalav, so then Rabbeinu Tam's his refutation of Rabbeinu Ephraim's raya makes a lot of sense. But medvamur makes sense to say that this chatichas veil b'shar isurim, that's when it smacks a basa b'chalav. Every basa, can you have basa b'cholav, yavish b'yavish? It doesn't make any sense. I take a piece of cheese and a piece of meat and I mix them together. I don't cook them together. That's not basa b'cholav. I mean, it's basa b'cholav, not basa b'cholav. That's not basa b'cholav. That's the chatech that's the real deraisa. So comes Rabbi Tam and says that when you're dealing with the tarevis of lach b'lach, let's say a drop of chaza falls into a big pot of potato soup and you want to start to be done, and chatech that's the real gezeira to basa b'cholav, that makes sense. But when you have a tarevis of yavish b'yavish, what are you talking about? It's a moot question. There's no gezeira. Whenever there's no gezeira, so by definition, there's not going to be a problem of chatichas tevela by shari surim. That's a simple way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam. What if you understand Rabbeinu Tam outside of the realm of a gezeira to bas b'chol? What if you take the chumradik version of Rabbeinu Tam, namely what Rabbi Kivega claimed was Tosis version of Rabbeinu Tam, that chatichas tevela by shari surim is a diaraisa? So does it make sense to be mechalik between Yavish B'Yavish versus Lach B'Lach? So the answer is also makes sense. Why? Because who remembers? What was the whole Bir HaDover? The only way to make any sense of that Tosis, why, how in the world can we explain away with Chatichas Nevela should be Deraisa B'Shari Surim? Based on what? Based on one principle. Ben Ephraim was right. The Dover Osra is Omer B'Isuro and the Dover Mut is Omer B'Hatero. What was the answer? Who gave the solution? What? Tom Kiker. That was Rabbi Yonasayimashitz, right? His whole breakthrough was Tom Kiker. This is Rabbeinu Tam. No, we talked about last week. Rabbeinu Tam Shitasai. Rabbeinu Tam held that whenever you have Tam Ki'ikr kicking in, so then Heter Nepach Lios Isser. Rabbeinu Tam Shitasai held that when you have, I'm cooking a pot of potato soup and a little bit of chaza fell in, I'm now, if there's no shishim, so I'm chayiv a kol kezayis u kezayis shavai. I'm not just chayiv eating the whole pot. I'm chayiv a kol kezayis u kezayis malkis, because Heter Nepach Lios Isser according to Rabbeinu Tam. That svar of Heter Nepach Lios Isser, that only makes sense by lach b'lach. That doesn't make the slightest bit of sense by yavish b'yavish. Nobody would say by yavish b'yavish, it's het and epach li'os iser. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, even though Rabbeinu Tam was the biggest machmir by shari surim, either deraisa, no matter how you slice Rabbeinu Tam shita by shari surim, the bottom line is it doesn't make any sense outside of lach b'lach. Outside of lach b'lach. In the realm of yavish b'yavish, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, then Rabbeinu Ephraim's raya is nishkin raya. So no matter how you slice Rabbeinu Tam, the raya from Trumas is Ishkin raya. So we have to move on to the next raya of Rabbeinu Ephraim. So come to Rabbeinu Ephraim and bring another raya. You need a background to the raya also. It's a raya from a very important sugya. We're going to hopefully come back and back to this sugya many times. It's the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah is talking about the following din. If you have a little bit of wine that's asar, how did wine become osur? So wine could have become osur for one of two reasons. Either the wine became osur, this is what we call literally yayin nesach. When you use the term yayin nesach correctly, halachically, the term yayin nesach does not mean wine you buy in the store that doesn't have a shkach on it. That's not really yayin nesach. What really a yayin nesach means is if you have a guy who took a bottle of wine in front of his idol, and the imam poured it to the idol. That's yayin nesach. That's the real makoy. That wine is awesome in the araisa. Okay, that's for sure. And this is the araisa. Yayin shenis nasach lefnei avedizara. Then there's another din that the chachamim were misaken that any wine that was touched by a guy, that's what's called stam yayinim. Either the wine was owned by a guy, touched by a guy, whatever the different details of stam yayinim. So, owned by a guy, made by a guy, whatever it is. Stam yayinim is also midirabanan. Why does stam yayinim also midirabanan? So the many rishonim seem to assume, based on the Gemara, seem to say that there are two different factors as to what went into this isidirabanan of stam yayinim. One is that stam yayinim was instituted as a gezeira atu yayin nesach, that we're afraid, since there's an outside chance that the guy may have gotten his hands on this wine and he may have actually poured it to the idol, even though midiraisa, I don't have to be chesed that, but the rice, the odds are probably not. The rove is most probably not. 95% of the wine that a guy touches probably doesn't pour for an idol. You never know. So therefore, mid the rabbanon they made a chumrah as a chashash, a gzeira atu yain nesach mamish. And then the idea shlomim, there's a totally different reason why they asked stam yainam, even though we know for a fact that the guy didn't pour levet zara. Still also because gzeir mishum chaspas, the Gemara is in the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah, which hopefully we'll talk about also towards the end of the year, we'll talk about Bishlachim, Pasachim. So Yayin Atvam was thrown in as part of that, gzeir mishum chaspas, lest you come to marry into the non-Jews. You want to try to cut down a little bit of socialization, don't drink the wine that the goyim are handling. Fine. So two different reasons for the Yisr, what we call today Stam Yayinim. So there's the real din of Yayin Nesach, that's the Mamash, the Deraisa. Then you have the din Deraban of Stam Yayinim, which is a combination of these two factors. It's also Mishum Gzeir Atu Yayin Nesach. It's also Aser because of Ben Oseim. What's the significance of being Aser for both reasons? So that's what many of the Rishonim point out, that Stam Yayinim is Aser B'Hano. The Mishnah says it's Aser B'Hano. Bishalakum was mutabana. Pasakum, even when it was also, was mutabana. Things that were prohibited just bishum chastus, but never asad bahana. So, my haimanishtana that they asad stam yayinam bahana. So, many Rishonim say that's because there's an added dimension of stam yayinam, namely that dimension of the chashash of yayin nesach. It's part of the gezeiros yayin nesach. So, that what makes it a higher level that makes it potential isur hana as well. But it's that lomdus that happens just to be just parenthetically the background to the famous comment of the Ramah at the beginning of the Sugis of Stam Yainam, where the Ramah has a chiddush, his showing him that maybe one can argue that the Zman Hazeh we could split between the two. Maybe when you have a guy touches wine, handles the Jewish wine, the Zman Hazeh, so maybe we can argue that one of the two chashashes applies and the other one doesn't apply. That to say that there's a chashash of chasnus today is just as valid as it was in the days of Chazal. To say there's a concern of Shemitah's Nasek Levet Zara is highly unlikely, because there are more rice than most of the goyim today. They're not pouring wine the Shem Levet Zara. That's not what they're doing. That's not part of their service. They're not literally pouring it for. They do use it in some other parts of the service, but they don't. Mr. Ramo understood that they weren't mamish pouring it the Shem Levet Zara. So therefore, the Ramo says that one could argue that goyisha handle goyisha touch wine today is still awesome. No one's even about to that. It's still awesome, but maybe it's only awesome mishum chasnas. It's not awesome mishum yayin nesach. Mishum gzeres yayin nesach. My nafkamina ladina. It's a big nafkamina. That would be mutter b'hanoch. That's what the Ramo quotes as a kula. That maybe one could argue that b'zman is zestam yayinim is mutter b'hanoch. Maybe. So the Ramah writes, and Poskim talk about this kula of the Ramah, that maybe you can be making on stam yayinim b'zman is at least a b'hanoch. So when many Poskim say that we should only rely on this b'shas al-chak, mokum hefsen ruba, things like that, maybe we shouldn't rely on it all the time. This shayla is all the time. Every coming up that time of the year when this shayla is going to be coming up all the time. People get gifts and they want to give gifts. Somebody gives you a tray for a bottle of wine. You want to hand it off to your coworker who's presumably not Jewish. Are you allowed to do that or not? So if you hold that the stam yainim is also b'hano, that's called hano. To give somebody a gift, that's called hano, because they're going to be makatov to you. They're going to give you a gift in return. They're going to be a better worker to you. They're going to be friendly to you in the morning. So that's considered to be hano. So if you hold like this Ramah, the mikra is in stam yainim is manazeh, that will be okay. If you hold that stam yainim is still also b'hano b'zmanazeh, the reasons still apply, the gezeira applies without the reasons, whatever it is, so then one should not rely on the school. So different opinions in the poskim. What are the grounds that we have a right to rely on this idea of the Ramah, that maybe the Yisra HaNoah does not apply to b'zmanazeh? There was somebody who asked Mishael once that he had to go to a very, very important business meeting and with a non-Jew, and apparently this non-Jew was a choshev, a wine connoisseur. So he was tipped off that if he brings him a nice fancy bottle of wine, that could make or break the deal. So he called me once and said, can I bring a tray for bottle, a very fancy, expensive tray for bottle of wine? is that going to be a violation of Stam Yenim, Inen of Stam Yenim? So me and my lack of wine kind of shornik knowledge, so I said to him, why do you have to bring such a non-kosher bottle of wine? What's wrong with a good kosher bottle of wine? I'm sure they have some nice $15, $20 bottles of wine. So he said to me, no, I need a little more than that. I said, what about the $50 bottles? I know all the wines that I never buy in the wine store, all the nice, fancy. He said to me, Rabbi, I said, no. In a nice way, he said, you stick to learning your day, and let me tell you a little about wine. He said, even the $80 bottles of fancy schmancy gamma, pamla, wamla, whatever they are, I said, we're talking about, it's a different league, different types of wine. So I said to him, I said, listen, I said, there are no holes that make me within its mutter. I said, some poskim don't like it, only the shas chach, hefzid ruba. I said, you know, you just told me I know nothing about wine, so I probably know less about business. So I don't know, can I really say this is called hefzid ruba? I don't know. I'm not sure. So he said, I say, chach masach, you decide on your own whether you think that this is sufficient grounds to be a maker. So he said to me, he's not going to roll any coolers, he's going to hope for the best. Bring his bottle of ketem, he's going to hope for the best and shine. He never called me back to tell me what happened. I don't want to know why he didn't call me back. Okay, anyway. So, Rav Yisai, getting back to the story. So if you have wine, that's tray for wine, it's not Yainam or Yainesech. So then the Mishnah begins to discuss, well, what if some of this wine gets mixed up with kosher wine, then what happens? So the Mishnah tells us that at least vis-a-vis Yainesech, it's also the mashu. Where the stam yenim is also mashu, stacham achlekes hirishayim. But let's say yainess, the worst case scenario, mamish real, the absolute tray for one, the derais, it was mamish poured by in front of the idol, the works. We had there was a fellow once who asked me a lot of shilas in this realm of tikrovis of adazar shilas. Usually we don't get too many tikrovis of adazar shilas, but there was a guy who there was somebody in his family who was became oibedes of adazara, and. She was still living in his house. So part of her ritual was that every time there was any food served, so she would take it and present it to her little statues, and she made a whole ceremony out of this. So if you had to eat that food, if she was a violent, it's very complicated sugyas. And if Adazar and Chulin about this, it could be that these are mamash, they assume the Raisa to cross of Adazar. We don't get a chance to do that often. So, anyway, you never know. Gotta be ready for all shadows. Okay, anyway, back to your day, Chalagalaf. So, at the end of the beginning of Chalag days. So, the din is that if you have a little bit of tray for wine, Yainess, the real McCoy gets mixed into kosher wine, so we're gonna have a big, big problem. It's also the Mashu. Even according to non reviewed people, it's Asad Mashu, Chumadev Adazar, it's a disaster. It asks the chumim midrabanan, at least it asks the mashu. But the rice, it's probably both. Anyway, but midrabanan, it asks the mashu. So comes the Mishnah and says that this din that yayin nesach asks the mashu is not always true. It's only true, a little bit of a throwback to Rabbi Huda days. It's only true when it's nisara b'mino. If you have a tray for wine, gets mixed up with kosher wine, then it's asas b'mashu. But if tray for wine, yaines gets mixed up with kosher wine, so then no. Then the regular dinner of bittul b'shishim less than time, they have good taste or whatever. Then the regular dinner of bittul b'shishim apply. So that chumrah of mashu, but the din of yaines b'mashu. So that's only true for b'mino, not for b'shishim. So with that background, the Mishnah then kum to Gemara with the following machlokes amaroyim. What's the din of the following case? So you have a little bit of tray for wine. The yai nesach gets mixed into a big, big vat of barrel of kosher wine. So nebuch, we have to ask for the whole thing. Then some of that kosher wine gets mixed into a big, big thing of water, something else, into Coca-Cola, something else. So now the shaila is, do you have shishim or do you not have shishim or not? Do you have nois and tam or not? No, so what's the machlokes? You can figure it out. What's the machlokes? So one of the Amoraim says that as long as you have shishim keneged, the original drop, you're home free. You don't have shishim keneged, the part that originally was Nesarif together with, big deal. It's okay. You have shishim keneged, the original Yayin Nesach. And the other day, the Gemara says, no, that once that original kosher wine got mixed in with the treif wine, the whole kosher wine became osur, and now you need shishim keneged, that whole new tarayvus, the whole end result of tarayvus number one, you need shishim keneged. Machlekes amarayim. What's the machlekes, everybody saying? No, obviously, maybe, what's the machlekes? Chatech lasleh b'shari surim. Thank you so much. Sounds like it's a pure and straight and simple. Chatech lasleh b'shari surim. So comes Rabbeinu Ephraim and says, no, not true. Everybody holds like me. Like the Gemara. Amalach, Kuliyama. Everyone holds like me, says Rabbeinu Ephraim. Vada, vada, vada. If all plays in Shas, Chazal woke up at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, and the Ayin Dalet, they woke up and discussed How come nobody in Chulin ever talked about it? So the answer is Rabbeinu Ephraim, because everybody knows it doesn't exist in Chulin. There's no din of Chasveh B'Sharis. It doesn't make any sense. So what's it doing in Maseches Avodah Zarah? In Maseches Avodah Zarah, it's like this. Avada and Avada, based on the regular rules of Kashas, regular rules of Taroivus, there should be no din of Chasveh B'Sharis. But Avodah Zarah is very, very chomer. We throw so many chumers at you in Avodah Zarah. Even according to the Rabban Rabbi Yehuda, everything's a disaster. We try to stay as far away from Avodah Zarah as possible. So we throw a lot of chumras at you in Huchas Avodah Zarah. So one Amora held, we're going to throw the chumra, we're going to call it, I mean, for lack of a better term, Chatichanas Nevela B'Avodah Zarah. It means in Huchas Avodah Zarah, we're going to invoke Chatichanas Nevela. And the other Amora said, nah, even in Avodah Zarah, don't follow it. But in Shari Surah, look, Rabbi Ephraim, Lo Shemana Dav Zamei Ayilam, nobody ever said it, it doesn't exist. So Ben Ephraim said, don't be misled to think that the sugyan of Avodah Zarah is indicating that there was ever a machloikis about the topic. There never was a machloikis. Everybody knows it doesn't exist. But the Shari Shiva doesn't exist. If it exists for Avodah Zarah, that's because Avodah Zarah is the Yisbechol. That's the quirk of the case. And the other day, the Gemara says, even that's not true. How would Rabbeinu Tam respond to this Rabbeinu Ephraim? Rabbeinu Tam says, no, this is different. I'll tell you why this is different, says Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, the Ikaron, fundamentally, Chatichat Asas Nevela shouldn't have applied here, even according to me. There's something lacking in that original Isser Chatichat Asas. What's lacking? It's not Yavish B'Yavish. What's lacking? That original wine only became Asser through what mechanism in Halacha? Through an Isser of Mashahu. Not through the Siddhis Tam, because you never had the Siddhis Tam. You don't need the Siddhis Tam to Asser in a Vedasar, the Min B'Mino. Zokhtu B'Nitam, he develops this whole Yisoid in the Tais and Chulin, that Bamed Vamamurim, the Chaticha Nas Nevela applies Bashari Surin, when the original Chaticha became also Derech Nasinas Tam. But if the original Chaticha only became also Derech Mashu, again, usually things don't become also Derech Mashu, but every once in a while they do, like by Avodah Zarah, anything that becomes also Beteres Mashu, Mashu can create a Chaticha Nas Nevela. And therefore, Beit Tam says, since Mashu can create a Chaticha Nas Nevela, the starting point in Avodah Zarah is, there should not have been a problem. So what are the Amorim fighting about? The same as Rabbeinu Ephraim said. The starting point is there's no problem. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, because there's never a problem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, because there's no problem by Mashu. The starting point in Avodah Zarah is that there's no problem. The Machlekes Amorim is, should we create, superimpose a problem in the Rabbanan out of Chumras Avodah Zarah? So one day in the Gemara says, well, out of the Chumras Avodah Zarah, let's superimpose a problem. We'll call it Chatichat Asas Nevela, but it's a Mashu that doesn't really exist, but in Avodah Zarah, everything's also. And the other day says, nah, Atkedei Kach, you don't have to make new Chumras. So conceptually, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim are exactly on the same page. They both look at the Gemara of Avodah Zarah through the same eyes that the real Chaticha Nas Nevela doesn't apply. Either cause, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it never applies. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't apply by Yisra Mashu. The Machlekes Amorim is, should we superimpose another Chumrah in terms of Avodah Zarah? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Why is it so Pasha to Rabbeinu Tam, the Chaticha Nas Nevela doesn't make sense by Yisra Mashu? Let's go back to the drawing board. Well, why was Chaticha Nas Nevela true in the first place, according to Rabbeinu Tam? If you hold that, it was only a gzeira at the bas b'cholav, so it makes a lot of sense. Bas b'cholav doesn't exist by mashu. Bas b'cholav always presupposes tam. So the chumr d'rabbanan ochtichat asma b'shari surb is only when something became also a derech nesinas tam. If it only became also derech mashu, so then the ochtichat asma never kicked in the first place. And even according to the machmirim, the Ran and the Taisvus and Rabbi Kibegin and Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, the machmirim that Chatichat Asas Nevela is deraisa according to Rabbeinu Tam by Shari Surim, but it's all learned out from what? From what parasha? From Nesin Tam. It's Het Nasa Nepach Het Elias Isser. Yes, and Ibishis is what Rabbeinu Tam Lashitasa, like Tam Kikr. So Tam Kikr is only true when it's Tam Kikr. You don't say Mashu Kikr. Mashu is an Oisir, but it's not Kikr. It doesn't Het Nepach Elias Isser de Mashu. So therefore, argues Rabbeinu Tam that even according to me, who's the biggest mach of the Chatichat Asas Nevela, the Reis, the Rebbe, whatever you want to call it, it's not going to apply Mikra Din, but it's only Nesai De Mashu in the first place. That's the background of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. So when all the dust settles, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah is not a right to anybody. It's a separate, unique, special din. It's a quirk of a din by Avodah Zarah, whether it exists or not, it's subject to Machlokes Amoraim, but it's not Chatichat Asas Nevela of Yeridea, either because there's no such thing as Chatichat Asas Nevela of Yeridea in Shari Surim, or because it's Chatichat Asas Nevela Derech Issa Mashu, which doesn't exist even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So when all the dust settles, we have two great Gemaras. The Gemara about Terumas and the Gemara about Avodah Zarah. At the end of the day, neither of them have anything to do with that topic. I mean, they have a lot to do with that topic. We're developing Klal and Biurim within Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, but we have still yet to come to a real, real ironclad raya to either one of the Rishonim. We still have a lot of work to do, and this Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Hopefully, Shema Tuesday will. Safi Ramidah.